So good morning, everybody, whoever is on. It is lovely to be with you in this December call to discuss how to hurdle holiday stress. And I guess, it's very clear to me that as we have experienced yesterday's event up in Sandy Hook Elementary, that looking at holiday stress looks different because we're putting it in the perspective of many levels of stress that can be experienced. And one of the greatest levels of grief can be that of the loss of a child and the loss of children, whether they're ours or someone else's. And so I'm going to, just a moment here, I'm going to just mute the call for a moment so that people can hear better, and then I'll unmute at another time. So, yes, hello again. And we may have people joining us. It's just now 10 o'clock, and so welcome to whoever comes on as you come on. And so I'm really excited to be able to be together this morning in this time of busyness and also in this time of grief as we experienced the event yesterday. And so one of the things that happens when we have some kind of a traumatic event happen is there is a natural desire on the part of the human beings to connect and to come together. That there's something about not being alone that is very important. And so if you watched any of the events yesterday, you saw that there were many churches that were being filled with people from Sandy Hook community as they came together. And when we have experiences like that, we have a natural inclination for the intellectual mind to want to figure it out. And you may have even heard people speaking about that when they were interviewed on the news, that, you know, we're trying to make sense of it, we're trying to figure it out. And that's because for a long, long time since Descartes, we have perceived our thinking mind as the way to save ourselves from danger. And it is true that it's useful. It's very useful. And that when we have a traumatic event, or even when we're in holiday stress, that is related to over-busyness, or it's related to remembering past holidays that were unpleasant or emotional, that we tend to go to our head in fear. And so when we go to our head in fear, we get into a cycle of thoughts that are anxiety and worry and fear, and what happens is we basically leave our body and go to our head. So we kind of become detached from the whole self. And the body is that which houses the intuition, it houses the subconscious, it houses the feeling, it houses the heart. And so when we move to our head, we cut ourselves off from the resources that are available in our body, in our heart, in our spirit. And that's what feels alone. Then we feel disconnected. And so right now I'm going to ask if there's anybody that is on the call right now that would like to ask a question or make a comment about that before we move on further. And if you do, you just unmute yourself by pressing *6. And if there's no... Yes, go ahead.
It's Lauren, and I'll say something.
Yes,
when you said that... Hi. when you said that, I got the quick thought or feeling that I guess being alone doesn't always mean that I'm with anybody else. It means it can actually mean, if this is what you're saying, it can mean that I'm just accessing. I can be alone and still not be alone because I'm fully present, as opposed to being up in my head or maybe just only in my heart or maybe in my knees or something. So that's what I got from that, and that was great. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome, and thank you for restating it, because that's exactly right. So what you're talking about is we can be physically alone in our body and yet still connected and present with our own spirit. And as soon as we connect with our own spirit, we automatically connect with, the interconnectedness of life itself, because we're being present in our body, we're present in the moment, and that just naturally connects us with everything else, which includes the other humans and also all of life. And so when we connect with all of life, all of a sudden there is opening a door to greater resources, because we're not only opening the door to our own sense of having a spirit that is greater than the body, we're also connected with the infiniteness of the universe, of the cosmos, of the planet itself. And so it becomes a feeling of resourcefulness that is so much more expansive than our one little human body, which has a limit. You know, our body's limited physically, and yet our spirit is unlimited. So I think you restated it beautifully, Lauren, so thank you for that. That when we move out of our head and dip down into the body again, we become present with all of who we are, and we are more than our body. We are more than our left brain. We're so much more than that. And when we begin to feel that resourcefulness, then our decisions, our mood, our way of interacting with others is influenced. And so I'm just going to open it up for a moment. Like, for someone that would like to share what it's like for you when you're in your head versus when you dip down into more of that connection with your spirit. And again, you can just unmute yourself by hitting star 6. And so sometimes people start talking and they haven't unmuted themselves. So If we don't hear you, you'll need to try that again.
Good morning, Deb. It's Madsie.
Yes, hi, Madsie.
So I just was just overwhelmed with sadness, and still I am. And I immediately, I just had the thought, like, God, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't, you know, to feel, I just, it was just the pain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, you know, I'm trying to be with the sadness and connect to the greater good and the essence, the God source energy, but it's just hard.
Yes. So what, Madsie, is it okay if we interact a little bit around this?
Sure.
Would you be okay with that? Okay.
Sure.
And so, good. So right now, just as you started speaking, what was your process as you began to speak and you were very choked up, and then as you spoke, what happened for you?
Well, I released something.
Uh-huh.
Some of the sadness.
Yes,
I mean,
but
I already
really
feel different.
Speaking it, yes.
Speaking it is, it's changed my perspective a little bit.
Yeah, so you can already feel, just with that little bit of talking, of something that pain that had been contained, held in you, just that little bit, and we're talking, you know, a minute, maybe or two at the most, there was something that shifted, that changed, because all of a sudden you shared what you were holding inside, and you also connected with the rest of the group. And how does it, how is that change, no matter, you know, at what level, whether it's a 1 on a scale of 10 or it's a 9 on a scale of 10, it doesn't matter. It's still a shift. It's a change that is beneficial. And so what does that feel like right now?
Well, I mean, I hate to say I feel better, but I feel there is a shift. It's an interesting shift. It certainly hasn't gone away, but I feel more in control of my emotions.
Right. And so as you feel more in control of your emotions, and so what I hear by that is that you feel less overwhelmed, less out of control. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Because we can't really control emotions. And that emotions are passing through. They're transient states of awareness or feeling. They're not us. So as they pass through, they're so intense at times that they feel like they're us, and yet they're not. And so as you spoke them and you recognized them, and now you've actually talked about your feelings and the process of your feelings, there is an increased consciousness of how your feelings are change, how they can change, that they are not in control of you. However, you can't control them. And so it's an interesting kind of little dance between the two. And yet, what is it like as you now recognize that you're not overwhelmed, you're not flooded with emotion as you were when you were holding in the feelings? And then as you shared them with the group, the experience of being flooded is different. So how does that feel to recognize that?
I feel better. I feel more in the moment, and I feel, more present.
Mm-hmm.
And not as overwhelmed and more in control. Not that I wasn't in control, but I just had this, as you said, it was overwhelming, and it was, I'm just trying to protect my daughter from hearing all the stuff, and, having spoken, and even the feelings of not wanting to be here anymore, in my head, I was thinking, you've got your daughter, your family, you can't do that, but really, I felt that, like, wow.
Right. And it's probably kind of almost like it's hard to even believe that you were feeling that, and yet that was authentic. That's what you were authentically feeling in that moment, that there was so much pain for so many people that you were very connected with, that it was more than your little human self could hold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so... There's a couple of things, and so thank you very much for being willing to share that. So that what you've just identified is just perfect in terms of how we respond to stress generally, and that is we want to resist it. We want to push it away. We want to go away from it. So it's like, no, I don't want this to be happening. I can't take this. I want to leave, even to the degree of like, isolating or even the thought of suicide. And so even though you really know you wouldn't commit suicide, it's not really, that is this feeling like this is too much pain to bear.
Exactly.
And so what has happened just in this little few minute interaction is that you actually started to express and own and articulate those feelings, even though they're intense feelings, that feeling like I can't take, I don't want to stay here with this, because I know you personally, so I know that it's not an issue for you. that there are not mental health issues related to that for you. And so it was totally in response to this intense pain, and that being a mother of a young daughter, that the pain was so great that that thought even entered your mind. And so that is a natural reaction, to want to avoid the pain, to want to distance from it, to want to leave it behind, like to not allow it in. And so, but what happens when we do that, it's like building a dam where we, you know, it's like we have spontaneous feelings that are being created in every moment. We can't control the spontaneous nature of feelings. And so the feelings just come. They just come. And when we resist them, we want to move away from them, they get dammed up in our body and in our mind, and we're unable to really connect with the spirit at that point. And so when we resist and they get dammed up, so what happens when you have a dam? The water that was flowing through is held in place. So the emotion that was flowing through, that's fleeting and transient. That's how we're designed, is our feelings are fleeting and transient states of awareness. So those fleeting, transient states of awareness get dammed up, and we continue to experience them more intensely until we undam, so to speak, until we allow floodgates to let the emotion be expressed, be recognized, and somehow released. And from the research, what we know is that the very best way to release emotion when it's been dammed up is through expression. And that expression may be in talking about it. It may be just writing it down yourself, putting it on paper, because then it's a separate, it's like the feelings become separate from you. They're like pouring water from a pitcher onto the page. And that's the way emotions are. They are not us. And so as we move through the process of allowing the feelings to flow once again, they have their own natural expiration. They automatically evaporate, just like water in a river evaporates. And so, and as you've demonstrated for us, Madzy, I'm so thankful for that, is it doesn't have to take a lot of time, even when it's very intense emotion, because we are designed with the ability to manage intense feelings and pain in the same way we're designed to be able to physically figure out how to accommodate intense weather outside. And so we have an innate ability to be able to process feelings, even catastrophes and crises, better than what we think. So the thinking mind is afraid of feelings. It gets very frightened because it doesn't understand the language of feelings. So what I have discovered in the development of the RIM method, which is the technique that has been originated over the last 15 years, is that when we can bring the thinking mind along and understand the language of emotion, that they begin to work together, and then we really begin to experience our wholeness and our resourcefulness and our resilience in a way that we really can't when they are separated, when there's resistance, when there's separation between each other and also with what's happening that is scary, where the fear is. And so before I move, I was going to take us into a group process so everybody can have an experience of that. Before I do, I'd like to just open if there is a question or a comment related to what we've been talking about, I'd like to give the opportunity for that. And don't forget to push star 6 if you're wanting to share. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and move along then into a group process. And so what I'll be doing is just guiding the whole group together And I would invite you to feel the presence that not only are you not alone in that, as we dip down into that sense of who we are at the spirit level, we naturally connect with all of life, but also at the human level, the physical level, we're connected on this phone line across the country. And so there are people from coast to coast on this call and from north to south. So at this moment, just allow yourself to receive the awareness of this connection. And just notice what it feels like in your body as you feel that. I know, like right now, as I'm allowing that, I am feeling such tingling and goosebumps in my body. That sense of we are all in this together, not only as people, as human beings, as all of life, as all of life. And that what comes our way sometimes just doesn't make sense. It can't make sense. And so as we release that, as we release the question of why, because there really is no answer we can have except just that it is, that we just dip down with our breath down into our inner spaces of the body. Because the body is the temple. The temple that we live in that actually is a bridge to connection with all of life. And so as we dip down into the body, become aware. Just become aware of your body as you're breathing. And you can take a deep cleansing breath. And as you blow out that breath, just exhale all the way down to that place of emptiness. And hold your breath for a moment. And then as you open to receive and inhale again, notice how it's just a natural way of being, that you don't have to tell your lungs to breathe. They already know how. And that, yes, you can work with them, and you can intentionally and purposefully influence your breath. You can make your breath longer and shorter. And when you're not thinking about breathing, it all happens on its own. And so as you gain this awareness of the natural intelligence of life that is expressed through your body, just go ahead and dip even deeper down into your gut. Somewhere there in the midsection of your body, maybe around your belly button, behind it, above it, below it, to the right, to the left, wherever it is that your attention is drawn. And as you drop your attention down into that deeper place in your body, you'll just notice that your shoulders naturally relax at a deeper level. And as you begin to breathe through your belly button, taking a deep breath in through the front of your belly button and exhaling through the back of your belly button, out the small of your back, notice how this feels. Notice what it's like to really be in your body as you're aware of your toes, your feet, your ankles, your legs, your pelvis, your torso, as you're aware of your head and your arms and your hands, and then just bringing back your attention into your belly button where you're breathing. There's this sense of being fully present in your body. And just notice that experience. And as you're fully present in your body, there'll be some place in your body that calls your attention, that wants your attention, and you will know what it is, where it is. And it may be a sense of an energy, it may be a tension, it may be a squeeze, it may be an image of heaviness or darkness or of light. It may be a sound. But whatever it is that is calling your attention right now, go ahead and fully give your attention over to it. And as you give your attention over to it, you'll notice where in your body it is, and it could be anywhere or around your body. And as you move, kind of zoom into that area of your body, you'll notice the size of it. How big is it? How much space is it taking up in that part of your body? Or it could be taking up all of your body. Or it could be as small as the head of a pin. And as you sense it, you also get a sense of what color, texture, what kind of appearance it actually has. And it may just be an amorphous shape and energy. Could be clear, it could have a color. It could be flat or it could have depth. It could even be a very specific shape of something, a kind of image. And as you have a sense of that, just go ahead and move your attention into it as best as you can. Just welcoming it, allowing it, just even imagining you're right in the center of it. And as you're in the center of it, allow just as best as you can whatever thoughts, feelings, images, whatever it is that comes spontaneously into your awareness here in this energy, just allow it. Even if it's fear, even if it's dark, just allow it as best as you can. And as you allow it, just notice how your body responds. And as you're here in this place, and you've noticed how your body responds, just go ahead and notice right now that there is a spiritual being that is showing up there with you. And this is a being that is somehow connected with you, and it might be an angel, or it could be a spirit guide, it could be God, it could be a wise and loving ancestor, it could be a relative or a pet that has passed over, it could be anyone or anything that feels safe and powerful and loving. And as you welcome and allow this presence to be with you, it could be the presence of life itself in whatever form that it shows up specifically for you. Just allow it and welcome it. As you sense this presence and this support, just notice how your body responds. And as your body responds, move your attention to whatever place in your body that's having the most response. Wherever that is, and you may notice size and shape and color. You'll notice the energy in whatever way that you do. And again, go ahead and move into that. And as you move into that, again, just settle into it, knowing that your spiritual mentor that has shown up is with you. You're not alone, and you're also not alone. We're all together in this. And so just settle into it, right into the deepest part of it. And as you settle into the deepest part of it, just notice how your body responds and how you feel. And there'll be a word of feeling, how you're feeling, that will just come spontaneously into your mind. And so just welcome it, allow it, receive it. And as you receive this word, notice how your body responds further and how your feeling shifts. And then once again, becoming aware of your whole body. Notice how it is now. Notice your awareness of your body as you sense throughout your body how it has shifted and changed, how it has evolved, and how you are feeling. And as you're in this place, go ahead and sense. Just sense an image of yourself as you face the holidays, the stress of the holidays, and as you face the stress of what happened yesterday. The stress of things that cannot be controlled, the stress of things that carry great pain. And so just getting an awareness right now of the you as you're feeling in this moment, in your body, resourced, having allowed all of your feelings to be known and experienced, and having their own journey through you. Notice what you sense about yourself as you face and move through all of this. You know, all of this that is life. But this is life. We are part of it. It is part of us. And we are resourced more than we have ever thought, because we are more than our thoughts, and we're even more than our bodies. And as you welcome the arrival and the realization of this at whatever level you're ready to receive it, become aware of your own presence that radiates from your body out into the world. And just for a moment, ride that presence as rays of energy that radiate out. And notice how that energy can radiate out further. Like, go ahead and allow it to radiate out as large as the room you're in. And notice how that feels. And then allow it to radiate out all the way around the world. Just as best as you can, and notice how that feels. And then becoming aware of how your own presence is without limits. You can bring your attention back to that space that's just around your body. And inside your body. And also connected with all of life. All at the same time. How amazing you are. Limitless and expansive. That you are so much more than you think. And in this moment, just welcome this truth at the very deepest level of your being, as best as you can. And as your awareness is back in the center of your body, and you're also connected with all that is, and also all that isn't, just notice how you're feeling. And as you're here back in your body, I'm going to invite a couple people who are willing to give us a little laser share of what they're experiencing. And you can push *6
Hi Deb, it's Teresa.
Yes, hi, Teresa.
So what I was experiencing was a real sense of the expansion of my body and the limitness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the changing of the weight of my body,
mm-hmm.
from feeling, you know, very light to extremely heavy, and you know, the desire to lay down or change position because it was almost more than I could hold up.
And so was this that when you were coming back into your body, that
yes.
it was almost like the bodiless spirit became aware of having a body? Is that what
yes,
you mean?
Yes, that was interesting because I was experiencing this lightness of almost floating, and then as I came back to my body, it just really felt like I was back in a body.
Yes, yes. And so as you're back in a body, what are you aware of now, Teresa?
Actually, the feeling of the weight of it is actually quite comforting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course, it does feel very familiar.
Yes, yes.
Maybe that's where the comforting feels.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's kind of like returning home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like a returning home, and yet you've been on a journey, it's like in a quantum way, like beyond the stars. And so as you're aware of returning home to this familiar body that is your temple, and you're also aware of the expansiveness of your spirit, having been there in the fullest of ways, what's that like?
I have an awareness that I really haven't had before, that the body is the source of all things that I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is the source of my, it is a place where I am safe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, that I can just go in my body and that I don't have to rely so much on my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have to figure things out. I have this body, and that's where the wisdom is. And that's where my spirit is, and that's where my love is.
Mm. Beautiful. I'm getting goosebumps as you're speaking. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is... I can feel the energy of the truth of what you're saying is ringing in the tone of your voice as you're speaking it. So thank you for that. To be able to, this is what I'm getting as you're speaking, Teresa, so tell me if this is accurate. What I'm getting is it's like returning home to the familiarity of the body and yet realizing that's not all there is. And as you're returning to the familiarity of the body and the comfort of the body, that there's a kind of love for your body. Is that what's showing up?
Yes, absolutely. And a feeling of a new sense of reverence
mm-hmm.
for my body,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just knowing, really a knowing that it is a temple for me to care for, to love, to be in, to accept, just on so many different levels, and know that that's really where I am.
Wow, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so how about one more share? Is there anybody that is struggling with what they're experiencing? If there is, please push *6 and speak up so I can be with you. And if not, let's go ahead and have one more person that's willing to share. Again, push *6 to unmute yourself. And then you guys push *6 again to remute yourself. I should say remute your phone, not you.
Hi, Deb. This is Julaine.
Yes, hi, Julaine.
Hi. Well, I'm very surprised that I kind of spaced out. I missed a lot of the details or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a part of me that's disappointed, like, oh, my gosh, where did I go?
Uh-huh.
And yet there's another part that's when I came out, I just felt very peaceful and present and grateful, very centered. So then, you know, it was just a thinking part that said, oh, it should have been different. So that was interesting.
Right. I didn't do it the way I wanted to do it.
right.
Yeah,
and that could be a metaphor for a lot of things in my life.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, maybe the universe has something greater than my little thinking mind in mind.
Yes, how beautiful, mm-hmm. because you did it absolutely perfectly for you. And we
yes.
know that because of the results that you got.
Uh-huh.
And so you recognize that. And so how beautiful. So thank you for sharing, because it demonstrates that we don't all have to do this in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do it in the same way. And so it's beautiful to totally support the spirit and the body to have their journey the way that they need to have it. Because the body and the spirit does have a life of its own separate from the thinking mind. And it knows what it needs, and it will go about creating it. However, the mind can become a bit of a roadblock to stop it or to make it more circuitous, kind of a route. And
mm-hmm.
But we just don't have to go through that. We don't have to go through that. So what's really great is that you gave at a deep level, your spirit felt permission to do what it needed to do. So it absolutely did what it needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, and so there was just that fleeting thought as you came out, like, well, it wasn't what I thought, how it was supposed to be or what I expected. And then you're being able to recognize where you are right now, that you felt centered and peaceful and grateful, that, wow, it had happened all on its own.
Yes.
And that's great,
and
because in recognizing that, it's a real positive reinforcement to the body.
Yes. And I think, and what I'm getting now is that, you know, I'm up at our cabin. We're having 17 of my family is coming in for Christmas, you know, just so I have a lot of, up until now, I had a lot of expectations. Oh, we'll be this, and on this day we'll do this, and we'll have this to eat, and we'll, you know, this is what we'll, you know, this is how my thinking mind works. So what I'm going to take with me into this holiday season is that no matter what I thought that the journey was going to be or how it was going to be, there's something, there's all kinds of, you know, there's something much greater in control here than my little lists and plans and, oh, this is what we're going to do, and, you know. So so there's a real release moving forward, going like, ah, yes, I can think it's going to be a certain way. And it'll be wonderful however it is or however it isn't.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that is, what a beautiful metaphor for the coming of connecting with each other.
Through
presence.
Yes.
Rather than activity or structure.
Right.
And it doesn't mean we can't have activity and structure. It's just that, you know, what you're describing is like when we have the activity and the structure and the expectations, when we hang on to those, they get in the way of what really wants to evolve. That's going to be much greater and more deep and more heartfelt.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yes. And so I'm going to ask if there is one more person that has a question or a comment that they would like to share before we transfer over. I'm going to continue the conversation on Facebook so that we are unlimited by time. And because there's several people, there's a lot of people on the call, so I want to give a chance to interact with everyone on the call. And yet we don't have to do that on this format. So who would like to put a comment or a question on the table? So I'm going to ask that right now, I'm going to ask you to, with your eyes open or closed, to sense a number between 1 and 10, that whatever pops up in your mind, whatever shows up, there will be a number between 1 and 10 that will pop into your mind. And if your number is less than 8, then I'd like you to go ahead and allow your imagination to give you a question about what it would take, really to answer the question, what would it take for you to become a 10? What would it take for you to become a 10? And then I'll just ask, let's go ahead and ask one person to share what they experienced in that. Again, push *6 to, so we can hear you.
Hello, Deb, this is Anita.
Yes, hi, Anita.
Hi. I was surprised I came up with a 4.
Uh-huh.
And then when you said, what would it take to be a 10, I was just really strong. I'm in the office, and my younger son is sick, and he's been by himself for a couple of days, just wanting to go sit off in the corner of his room. And that, like, to me, all of a sudden I felt happy in the midst of him being sick, like just present to him. And and what's really weird, he just texted me and asked me if I'd come sit in the room with him.
Isn't that, yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, that's strange.
Connected. Yeah, giving me goosebumps again. Yeah, beautiful. And how easy it comes when we allow ourselves to just ask for our imagination, for our soul, however we want to look at it, our spirit, to give us a sense of what is the wisdom here in this moment? What is the wisdom?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you. I know that, you know, back 14 years ago when we had the Columbine experience, I felt as a mental health professional that I wanted to go volunteer and help and help relieve some of the suffering. And so I went into meditation and asked how to do that, how to help. And the message that came to me, it just totally surprised me. It was not coming from my head at all or my ego, because what came was that what you are to do now, what will be serve the greatest good, is for you to be with your own children so that they receive the kind of love and attention that creates connection in their lives and that goes out into the world. And that that is the way for you to serve right now. And it totally surprised me, you know. And yet it felt true. It gave me goosebumps at the time, a good goosebump test. And so we are totally connected with greater wisdom in us and through us that is always available. And so how wonderful that we can have ways, tools to connect with it, to hear it, to receive it. And so what I'm going to ask now is that we, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for being on this call, and particularly everyone who shared. That I just am very grateful for your willingness to share your experience with the rest of us. And in that sharing, it just allowed all of us to feel the oneness in an even more palpable way. So thank you for that. And so I'm just going to invite now that we're going to switch over to Facebook, over to the RIM Institute Facebook page. So I would really like to hear, I invite a check-in from everybody that's on the call. I would just love for you to make a comment on the RIM Institute Facebook so that we can interact, that you and I can interact around it. And that also, similar to on this call, that our interaction will be able to serve others, that they will also learn from it and experience some benefit from it. And so the address you can go to on your browser, you can put it into Google, is the www.facebook.com/TheRIM Institute with no spaces. So it's TheRIM Institute. And so so I so look forward to seeing you on Facebook. It has been such a pleasure to be with you this morning. And I am recording this call, and so I will be making it available to people that off of our website so that it can be helpful, particularly during this time of grieving for the loss from yesterday, losses, and also for the holidays. And so thank you all for contributing to that. I'm really, really grateful. And so as we're here together, I just am grateful for our connection, for the connection and the energy that was created and released here today that flows out into the world and at an energetic level. So as this energy of really release, this energy of love, this energy of self-acknowledgement, of self-awareness, this energy of oneness goes out into the world, that it goes into that field that contributes to the general consciousness of the planet. And so thank you for that. And I will look forward to connecting with you right now, hopefully, because I would really like to hear from all of you on the RIM Institute Facebook page. And so until we meet on the Facebook page, farewell, my friends, and happy holidays.
Deb, thanks so much. Bye.